B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus B. That's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone. So come along. Learn some grammar. Learn a phrase. Learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, cause here we go. A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H, I'm on A plus English.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie.
And Winnie, we are talking about Gulliver.
Right.
Who arrived in Lilliput after his ship sank.
Yeah.
And, of course, they made him very welcome. They gave him food and drinks, and he became friends with them. So, can you tell me about a time when you felt welcome in a new place?
I think people are genuinely very welcoming when they see new people joining them. Like when you start working, when you go to probably not a new school.
I don't know, maybe.
No, I have never been to like transfer to a new school. But when I joined to like new office, they will like throw a party.
Oh, very nice. That's a nice thing to do, to welcome someone.
Yeah. What about you when you came to Taiwan?
Yeah, of course. I felt very welcome when I came here. And I remember being in Kaohsiung and being lost and looking at a map. This was before smartphones. So I just had a little map of the city and I was trying to find my school and someone stopped their scooter and they came up and they said, oh, can I help you? Can I help you get where you're going? And that was a really nice thing for that person to do.
Yeah.
So I felt welcome in Taiwan as soon as I got here. But does Gulliver continue to feel welcome here in Lilliput? What about these Blefuscudians? What are they doing? Let's find out now.
Gulliver's Travels.
Gulliver agrees to help. The Blefuscudians are tiny as well, so he easily captures their ships. Everyone celebrates the victory.
Why are the Blefuscudians your enemies?
Gulliver asks.
They're crazy,
the Emperor tells him.
When they want to eat boiled eggs, they break open the big end. It should be the small end.
Next, the Emperor asks Gulliver to help the Lilliputians. Take over Blefuscu.
I won't make them your slaves,
Gulliver says. The Emperor gets angry, and Gulliver thinks about leaving Lilliput. He begins to notice many strange and stupid things. However, he promised to stay, and he doesn't want to break his word. Agree. Agree. Tony agreed to meet me for lunch on Friday. Tony agreed to meet me for lunch on Friday. Crazy. Crazy. This crazy plan might not work, so let's try something else. This crazy plan might not work, so let's try something else. Notice. Notice. I noticed your new hair color. It looks great. I noticed your new hair color. It looks great. Promise. Promise. Neil promised to give me back my jacket on Monday. Neil promised to give me back my jacket on Monday.
认识词汇。
Capture. Boiled. Slave.
All right, our article continues right from when the Emperor asked Gulliver for his help.
Oh, yeah. Did he agree?
Well, it says here, Gulliver agrees to help. All right, so what does he do when he agrees? This is a verb. It's spelled A-G-R-E-E, agree. Let's find out more about it. Okay, we are talking about the verb agree. Now, when you agree to do something, you say that you will do that thing. So if someone asks you for help and you agree, it's like you're saying, yes, I will help you. Now, if you agree to give a speech, let's say, then you're saying, yes, I will give a speech. Now, that's scary. Not many people will agree to that, will they? I don't know about me. But here's another example. Tony agreed to meet me for lunch on Friday. Tony agreed to meet me for lunch on Friday.
Agree 这个动词就是同意，那同意做什么事情后面我们固定接 to v， 那你同意某人的看法呢也可以用这个字，所以你同意朋友说的后面我们可以用 agree with somebody、mm-hmm. 像我就可以说 I agree with Aaron that、mm-hmm. not many people agree to give a speech.
No, it's too scary.
No, 那例句则是这个 Tony 答应 agree to meet me， 答应周五跟我碰面吃午餐。 What's Gulliver's plan to help them though?
Well, I don't know quite yet, but the article here tells us a little bit more about these enemy people. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's find out about them and then maybe what he can do. It says, the Blefuscudians are tiny as well. So he easily captures their ships.
Oh, that's easy because he's huge, so
yeah,
he can just grab
pick them. Up, yeah.
原来敌人也是很小只，所以他轻轻松松就抓住他们的船。我们这里看到 capture 这个动词就是掳获或是夺取的意思。So they win.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, it says here.Everyone celebrates the victory.
Victory 就是胜利，这也是当名词哦。所以我们拍照像是会比的这个 V， 其实就来自这个字的字首。
Okay, so the war is over. Gulliver has captured the Blefuscudians.
Yay!
And now he's kind of like, well, what's going on here? Like, why did I do this? I helped you, but why? Right? An important question. Maybe he should have asked before.
Right, that's right? what I thought.
Yeah. But he asks, why are the Blefuscudians your enemies, Gulliver asks.
这里我们看到 enemy 就是敌人、敌军。所以格列佛就问说，诶，他们为什么是敌人？为什么我要帮你们打败他们啊？ Yeah, what's wrong with them?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I was going to help someone try to win a war, I would want to know why
what's
before
going
I
on
helped.
Between you two.
Yeah, but of course...You know, he's asking now. That's good.
Okay.
The emperor has an answer. He says, they're crazy, the emperor tells him.
Crazy.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's talk about this adjective here, crazy. Crazy is spelled C-R-A-Z-Y, crazy. Let's find out what it means.Okay, we are talking about the adjective crazy here. Now, we used this adjective here to say that someone was strange in some way or that this person didn't make sense for some reason. Now, we have to be careful with this word because using it in this way can be very mean. So if you call someone crazy, you're not saying a very nice thing about that person.Now here, the Lilliputians are using the word crazy in a mean way because they are talking about their enemies. Now here's another way to use crazy. It says, this crazy plan might not work. So let's try something else. This crazy plan might not work, so let's try something else. Now, when you use it to talk about a thing instead of a person, it's usually a lot less mean. So in this sentence here, we're not really saying it in like, oh, it's crazy, ooh, it's bad. But we're saying that, this crazy plan is a bit strange, it might not work.
Crazy 这个形容词有很多用法，大部分就表示疯狂的、发疯的。那口语上还有其他用法，像是一个人啊，或是某个点子很异想天开，大概就类似中文说，哦，太扯了，太狂了。例如 ，It's a crazy idea to go out and ride a scooter in this heavy rain.
No, don't drive your scooter in the typhoon.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
这么大的雨还出门骑车，这太疯狂，就可以用这个形容词，或者。其他像是我们也可以搭配 go crazy 表示、哦、让某人抓狂比方说 my mom will go crazy if I tell her I'm going to South Korea for Twice's concert
Oh, is that a K-pop band?
Yeah!
Oh.
And you're going to the country to see the concert?
I've done that, so
Yeah, but your mom was crazy. So,妈妈如果听到说要去韩国看Twice演唱会，她一定会抓狂。那例句呢，就是说这个疯狂的计划，这个用法，就是说可能没办法成功，所以试试看其他的方法。So, how crazy are these Blefuscudians?
Well, let's find out, Winnie. I mean, if they're the Lilliputians say they're crazy, maybe they have a good reason, right? Well, the emperor tells Gulliver, when they want to eat boiled eggs, they break open the big end.
Okay, boiled egg 是我们说水煮蛋。国王就说，他们吃水煮蛋的时候会从比较大的那一头剥蛋壳。end 在这里不是结尾的意思，而是一侧，所以蛋会有尖尖的一侧和蛋的比较胖坐屁股坐的那一侧。What's wrong with that, Belle?
You know, I'm not really sure.
Maybe crazy for some people.
Maybe a little bit crazy, I guess, for the Lilliputians. But the emperor continues, he says, it should be the small end.
Okay, so 应该要从小的这一头剥蛋。I'm not sure if that's crazy.
You know, Winnie, I don't think we think it's crazy.
But we have bigger brands, so maybe we don't,
maybe, we don't
work the same.
I think what's just happening here is that the Lilliputians think another type of people are different. And they think that's kind of strange. Which is something we might see a lot in today's real
world. That's true. Maybe not the eggs, but something
else. Exactly. All right, it says here, next, the emperor asks Gulliver to help the Lilliputians take over Blefuscu.
Oh, 乘胜追击。国王说，那干脆既然你都可以轻轻松松把他们的船拿走，所以国王就请格列佛说，那可不可以干脆就帮我们占领布列夫斯古国。
Okay, so maybe the Blefuscudians aren't really that strange, but the Lilliputians aren't just satisfied with capturing the ships.
Right.
They say, help us take over their country. We are going to be the bosses of Blefuscud. I don't remember how to say it. All right, well, Gulliver, he...isn't a big fan of this plan. He says, I won't make them your slaves, Gulliver says.
Slave 是奴隶，所以格列佛说，格列佛还蛮清醒的。So he's not trying to help them to be the boss.
Maybe he should have asked this question a long time ago. But now he's saying, no, I don't agree. I'm not going to do this for you. Now, of course, when you disagree with an emperor, something might...go wrong. It says here, the emperor gets angry, and Gulliver thinks about leaving Lilliput.
这里我们看到 get 连缀动词，后面搭配形容词的用法。Let's go to Magic Box and learn more.
Okay.
Magic Box, 找亮点。
Oh no, I got so fat. 怎么办？最近好像变胖了，裤子都快塞不下了。看来可能要减肥咯。还是 it's time to go shopping. Woohoo, 买新衣服。大家好，又是我假死门小公主。哎呀，我知道每次我说我变胖的时候，大家可能都不相信，是说 Oh my god, 怎么可能？看起来还是一样瘦啊。You always look so slim and beautiful.他们可能都会觉得我又正又瘦，但我最近迷上了甜点啊 ，chocolate cake, tiramisu, cheesecake, 天哪 ，they all taste so delicious， 他们都超好吃的。哎，怎么我刚刚随口说出的英文句子都好有深度，一口气用了好多的连缀动词 ，linking verbs。啊，什么？你怎么看起来有点困惑哦 ？You look confused. 好啦好啦，才貌双全的假死门小公主又要来帮大家解惑喽。英文呢有一组连缀动词，表达的呢不是动词进行程度上的差异，而纯粹只是连结、描述或者是补充说明主词的意思或者是形式。那连缀动词它是属于不完全不及物的动词，它因为不完全所以需要补语，因为不及物所以没有受词。那补语通常是名词或是形容词。常见的连缀动词有 become or get， 就是变成，所以刚刚我不是说 I got so fat， feel 就是感觉起来如何如何 look 看起来 smell 闻起来或是 sound 听起来哦，那连缀动词主要有两种用法哦，一种是直接在后面加上形容词，也就是连缀动词加形容词这样的一个句型哦，像是呢，哦，每次我探访民间，人民看到我本人的时候，都会惊呼 "You look gorgeous"， 就是你看起来美极了，或者是像是我每次看到美食的时候，我就会说 "The dish smells so good"， 这道菜闻起来好香哦。那另外一种的连缀动词的用法则是先加上这个介系词 like 就是像是什么什么后面再加上名词所以是连缀动词加 like 然后再加名词比方像是我的 honey 每次摸到我的秀发 Oh my god 他都会说 My hair feels like silk 就是我的头发摸起来像丝绸一样的柔软哦，不好意思，是不是我刚刚又在放闪了呢？好了好了，啊，不然我还是偷偷来爆个 Aladdin 的料好了。他生活习惯真的很恶很脏哎，像是昨天我竟然在他房间闻到一股浓浓的臭味，原来是 Aladdin's socks smell like dead fish。Aladdin 的袜子 ，Oh my god， 闻起来像死鱼。
Okay。So the emperor is angry, mm-hmm. and Gulliver is going, oh, maybe this place isn't so safe anymore.
No.
Right? And it says here in the article, he begins to notice many strange and stupid things. Now, we could probably call that boiled egg thing a little bit stupid, right?
Right.
We don't really
as
need
to... As long as you can eat the egg,
exactly.
I don't care.
You just eat it however you want. Open it on the side. It's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. But what is he doing here? He's noticing many strange and stupid things. So, notice is a verb. It's spelled N-O-T-I-C-E, notice. Let's talk about it more here.All right, let's talk about the verb notice. Now, when you notice something, you start to see something, or you start to see something that is true or real. For instance, if I say, do you notice a smell? You might start going like this, and then say, hey, yes, I do smell something. Maybe you didn't smell it before, but now you do. You could say you noticed the smell. Now, here's an example sentence.I noticed your new hair color. It looks great. I noticed your new hair color. It looks great.
Notice 就是注意到当动词。课文里是注意到很多奇怪又有点笨的事情。那 notice 后面我可以加 that 的子句。例如像我们可以找一个类似例句的用法。I noticed that she had a new haircut. 注意到她就有了新的发型就是连接 that 子句的这件事情。那回来看例句呢也是我注意到你新的发色 new hair color. 看起来很棒。
All right. Now, Gulliver is a pretty nice guy. Mm-hmm. So he's noticing all these things, but, you know,
He wanted to leave.
Well, he was thinking about it, mm-hmm. right? But, you know, he kind of did all these things and said, yeah, I'll help you.
Yeah, and, like, he agrees.
Thank you for being nice to me. So it says here, however, he promised to stay and he doesn't want to break his word.
Okay.
That makes sense. So what did he do here? He promised something. Now, promise here is a verb. It's spelled P-R-O-M-I-S-E, promise. Let's find out more about it. All right, when you promise to do something, you tell someone that you will 100% do this thing. Or you could say that something will 100% happen in the future.Now, if I tell Winnie that I promise to play an easy game with her in review time, then I should be 100% playing an easy game with her in review time. But if I break my word, that means I won't do what I promised. So you'll have to watch our review time later to see if I keep that promise. Here's an example. Neil promised to give me back my jacket on Monday.Neil promised to give me back my jacket on Monday.
Promise 在这里是动词哦，表示承诺、答应。那承诺做某件事情，我们后面固定搭配 to V， 或者你也可以加中间，在中间加上人，表示答应谁。以刚刚的例子啊来说，我们就可以造句说 ：Aaron promises me to play an easy game later. 那例句呢则是说 Neil 说好了答应我周一会把我的夹克还给我。那 promise 也可以当名词，也就是你的承诺，你的诺言。如果你遵守承诺，我们就可以用动词 keep your promise。相反，打破诺言，我们就像课文后面看到的 break your word 一样，或者我们也可以用 promise 这个字 break your promise。So, are you going to keep your promise, Aaron?
You're about to find out. Let's get to our review time now.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽
Okay, welcome back to review time. Something
An easy game?
No, not even a little bit. I broke my promise.
Oh! <gasps> That
was mean of me. Yeah. I'm sorry, Winnie, but I have a cool new game for us.
Oh, cool.
So, I've got a sentence here.
Okay.
And...Here, you'll see a blank.
Mm-hmm.
This is the word power I want you to guess. Okay?
I have to fill in the blank.
You have to fill in the blank.
Okay.
But before you do that, you might have to figure out how the sentence goes using these words.
This is a crazy game.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
If it has a period, it's the last word.
Okay.
And here you see a capital letter. That means it's probably the first word.
Probably?
Yeah.Well, some of the sentences have names, and they'll be first.
Okay,、yep. 所以大写的是第一个字、mm. Okay.
Okay.
可能是第一个字、mm-hmm. 不一定但是有句点的一定是最后一个字 Okay.、
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with the、mm-hmm. capital、
yep.
word.
Lots. Now, what word usually goes with lots?
I remember we learned something like hundreds of,、mm-hmm. thousands of, so lots of,、
mm-hmm.
lots of what?、
Mm.
Lots of things.
But we might be able to put an adjective in there.
Okay, lots of something.
Do you see any adjectives?
Strange?
Yeah.
Lots of strange things.
Mm-hmm.
And we need a verb here.
Yes.Yes. That's our subject. So lots of strange things. What happens?
Happen,
yeah. Lots of strange things happen
in this... So I need to fill in this blank.
Mm-hmm.
In this crazy?
Yeah.
Because they are strange, so this is a crazy book.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think we have time. We'll do one more, Winnie.
Okay.
I'm going to do...
This is fun.
This one.Okay, this one is going to start with my name.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
ends with...
Didn't is the last word.
很难呢。
Mm-hmm.
Aaron.
Okay, so that's our subject. So now you need a verb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron what? Aaron, no, she... Oh, so this is a verb.
This is the verb.
Aaron promise.
Mm-hmm.
Game. So she、mm-hmm. promised me to play an easy、
Or、
game.
She promised to play.
So Aaron promised、mm-hmm. to play an easy game,、mm-hmm. but she didn't.
That's right.、
Mm.
All right, Winnie, you did really good. This was a pretty hard game, but you did a really good job. Try this with the other two word power words. Make your own sentence and then mix it up for your friends, all right?
It's fun.
Yeah, we'll be back again tomorrow to finish our Gulliver and Lilliput story. So come back then. Bye-bye.
Gulliver's Travels.
Gulliver agrees to help. The Blefuscudians are tiny as well, so he easily captures their ships.Everyone celebrates the victory.
Why are the Blefuscudians your enemies?
Gulliver asks.
They're crazy.
The Emperor tells him.
When they want to eat boiled eggs, they break open the big end. It should be the small end.
Next, the Emperor asks Gulliver to help the Lilliputians. Take over Blefuscu.
I won't make them your slaves,
Gulliver says. The Emperor gets angry, and Gulliver thinks about leaving Lilliput. He begins to notice many strange and stupid things. However, he promised to stay, and he doesn't want to break his word.
Word power!
Agree. Agree.
Tony agreed to meet me for lunch on Friday. Tony agreed to meet me for lunch on Friday. Crazy, crazy. This crazy plan might not work, so let's try something else. This crazy plan might not work, so let's try something else. Notice, notice.I noticed your new hair color. It looks great. I noticed your new hair color. It looks great. Promise, promise. Neil promised to give me back my jacket on Monday. Neil promised to give me back my jacket on Monday.
认识字汇
Capture Boiled Slave